maybe we learned from the 9 and 10 that we won two Ulster titles back to back and nobody seemed to care an awful lot about it. You know, we didn't get excited about it, and I suppose that was in the wake of having won the All-Ireland 03, 05 and 08, and people thought maybe Ulster titles aren't that big a deal, but they are a big deal. And now I think the people of Tyrone have discovered that they're a big deal for the players, and people are responding that way. So I'm delighted that people are really enjoying this.
I would suggest that it's the easiest Ulster title Tyrone have won under your stewardship, in that, I mean, you won pulling up, is the phrase that Sean Cavaney used against Derry, Donegal and against Down. Would you go along with that?
Well, we put ourselves in quite an unassailable position, I suppose, in all of those games, and that's encouraging. But it isn't always going to be like that. But it happened this year. We played well. We contained maybe in the first half of all of those games and then shot ahead. When we had a purple patch in our games, we made it pay. And that's the difference. You can have a purple patch and not get the scores that you ought to get from that, then your purple patch isn't worth what it ought to be worth to you. But when you get the scores in your purple patch, then you make a difference.
But Sean said one of the major reasons he wanted to come back again this year is because he just felt what happened to the last quarter of the Mayo game left a bad taste in his mouth and your mouth and the rest of the Tyrone players. He didn't want his final act in a Tyrone jersey to be looking at a red card, and it was a major motivation to come back. So you're back where you were.
Yeah.
So the whole thing starts again now, doesn't it? And you have to make sure that you're better, in a better position to go one better at the very least than 2016.
Absolutely. We were hurt badly by that result because we felt that on the day we should have done better. We had enough chances to at least get a draw, if not win the game. And I do agree with him. I would not like to that being the last act of a player of his stature and quality. That would not be fair to what he has given to Gaelic football. So I'm delighted that he made the decision to stay on. I'm delighted that he's got another Ulster title there today. And he will be really up for an All-Ireland quarter-final again to believe that he can leave Croke Park in a much better place than he did the last time he came off it.